Hello, and thanks so much for listening to another edition of Face the Facts. I'm your host, April Moss. I'm so glad you're here with me today. We are going to be talking with Joe Flynn, the president of the America Project. He's going to be giving his unique perspective on the upcoming World Health Organization voting that is happening this weekend, May 22nd through May 28th, 2022, in which the Biden administration has now given an amendment to ensure that our national sovereignty would be passed over to the World Health Organization. We'll be talking all the details about that in just a moment. But first, I'd like to thank my incredible sponsors for making this show possible. I'd like to thank PatriotSwitch.com. When you switch where you shop and stop funding the deep state and organizations like BlackRock and Vanguard, you can switch your shopping online to PatriotSwitch.com, and you'll be able to purchase 97% natural products, completely toxin-free, made in America, and yes, they can even ship to Hawaii and Canada. Go to PatriotSwitch.com, keep your money right here in America, and look for April Moss in the drop-down box. We'll be in touch, and we'll get you set up so that you can have high quality toxin-free products delivered right to your house and keep your money here in America. PatriotSwitch.com. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today on Face the Facts. You know, there's a very concerning agenda that, of course, many Americans who are awake are aware of. We know that there's a push to have a global one world government. And this weekend, on Sunday, May 22nd, it kicks off a World Health Organization assembly where the Biden administration is now proposing amendments that would give away, in effect, our national sovereignty. And Joe, I'd love to hear your perspective on this. What can Americans do in order to combat what it seems like the Biden administration is intent upon destroying this country?
Yeah, so this is a very alarming thing and probably not surprising. And it's one of the reasons why elections have consequences. And in this case, a stolen election has consequences, very severe and dramatic consequences. The fact that the president of the United States would render the freedom or the sovereignty of his own country to a globalist organization that has shown itself to be completely incompetent in dealing with a pandemic like coronavirus, that we would be handing that freedom over to the World Health Organization, which is run by a person who was an outspoken member of the Communist Party in the country of Ethiopia. And so this is a big problem. Now, I don't want people to read, there's one thing people have to understand. As a constitutional republic, the president of the United States has authority over the federal government, but not necessarily over the states. And that's why we have such a beautiful system here in this country where the states have a tremendous amount of autonomy as it comes to the citizens that live within their states. And so my understanding of this is that he would hand that the federal government may declare a state of emergency, but if a state doesn't follow that, then they don't have to follow those rules. Kind of like with what our great governor down here in Florida did with the pandemic and the mask mandates and the vax mandates. So if this happens, I think you'll see a number of states, most definitely Florida, launching massive lawsuits, showing the unconstitutionality of this move. Now, then then you're in the mercy, you're at the mercy of our Supreme Court, and you would hope our Supreme Court justices, who unfortunately the two recent ones that Trump put on Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, kind of dropped the ball during the pandemic, and they gave in to a lot of the mandates. So yeah, we're in some uncharted territory here, but I think that if what people really need to do is they need to be aware of this, they need to read the details, and they need to then get very active in writing letters, making phone calls to their congresspeople, to their state representatives, to their governor's offices. You know, people, this is a kind of one of those things that gets swept under the rug. Nobody's paying attention to it. because effectively the coronavirus pandemic is over. And so nobody's kind of really paying attention to it right now. One other thing I wanted to mention, April, is they've got this, all of a sudden you're seeing on social media, this monkeypox scare, okay?
Yes, out of Massachusetts.
Out of Massachusetts, and there's, I guess there's been some spread of it in Europe. You know, this is a disease that really only traditionally has been transmitted through human-to-human contacts, particularly sexual contact, and it's been a big problem for example, for it, like AIDS was with inside the homosexual community. Now it's having a different spread here, and all of a sudden the WHO is kind of using this as, oh, well, this is an emergency, could spread. This is not a deadly disease, you know, so there's no real reason for an emergency. You know, viruses come and viruses go. That's the way it works. And people who are healthy usually survive those viruses, especially if they're given treatment. Mm-hmm. And people who are unhealthy survive viruses if they're given treatment. But the last virus we had with coronavirus, it was almost like against the law to provide treatment, proper treatment.
Yeah, yeah, the treatment of.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, you know, we have our world leaders gathering together in Geneva, Switzerland, at the World Health Organization, their national or their headquarters, their world headquarters. And do we have any idea of who from the Biden administration would be going over for that?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be a combination. It would be a combination of State Department officials, mm-hmm. and people from probably CDC, which, of course, in the case of the Biden administration, should give everybody a great deal of pause.
Sure.
And this is why people have to understand how important the election is in 2022. Mm-hmm. We know we had essentially a stolen election, a totally flawed election in 2020. And my fear is a lot of people on our side are giving up and saying, what does it matter if I vote, I don't vote, my vote gets stolen, my vote doesn't count. That's not true. What people really need to understand is that we need to show up and overwhelm them.
When I mean
on an off-year election like we're faced with in 2022, which, by the way, is the most important election in certainly, and I believe in American history, it's going to determine whether we become, whether we go rapidly down the road to a Venezuela-type socialist nightmare, or we get this country back on track. Mm-hmm. So people have to understand that we can't have 30% voter turnout this
right.
year and an off year. We need to have 50, 60% voter turnout on our side. So anybody who's thinking that they're not going to vote because their vote doesn't count is actually doing a disservice to their country, and they're doing a disservice to the whole, you know, idea of America and getting this country back on track. I can't emphasize that enough. It doesn't mean we shouldn't try to fix everything that went wrong in 2020. And a lot of us are still spending a lot of time and money on lawsuits and other things on this, but we got to look forward we can't keep looking in the rearview mirror.
Right.
Only we have to continue to look through that windshield, because it's much mm-hmm. bigger than the rearview mirror. We got to win this country back in 2022.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I just want to pivot back to a little bit of this World Health Organization summit that's happening. The voting is going to be taking place between May 22nd and May 28th. And Joe, you had a great perspective. Not only can people contact their senators, and I'm going to provide the website of a very easy format for you guys to just click on. It'll take you directly to where you need to go to get in touch with your senators. But we were talking a little bit prior to the recording, and you were sharing some other ideas of how people can combat this. And we talked about the possibility of, you know, let's just say that this gets voted and they deem that, you know, we lose our national sovereignty. And in the case of a pandemic, the director of, you know, the WHO gets to decide how things are being locked down in this country and things like that. If that were to happen, you were saying that another course of action would be legal, correct?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this would be a totally unconstitutional move for the president of the United States and his administration to hand over our freedom to an international body. What does that mean? Does that mean if we don't follow it, if a certain state doesn't follow it, they're going to send international troops into the state to enforce it. How are they going to enforce this? Mm-hmm. How would they enforce this? So immediately, my opinion is if they, and I think this administration will vote in favor of this. They've pretty much already signaled that. Mm-hmm. So I would expect, and I would think organizations like ourselves, the America Project and others would get behind massive amount of constitutional lawsuits because it's one thing to enforce a vaccine mandate on federal workers. It's another thing to hand over the sovereignty of the United States of America to a globalist or a global organization that is highly discredited, has zero credibility from their lack of proper information being given to the public, the international public, I mean, in the last go around with coronavirus. So yeah, I think we need to see a massive activation of citizens getting behind lawsuits because we're all plaintiffs in that case. Our rights are now being handed over to an international body that we have no control over. We don't vote for those people. We don't appoint those people. In fact, President Trump pulled out of the WHO for good reason because of their corruption, because they're run by people like Tedros, who's has been an anti-American, essentially a communist activist his entire political career. So we don't want anything to do with those types of organizations. People have to be paying attention to the news. They have to be paying attention to what's going on. A lot of people aren't paying attention to these little things, and they let them slip under the radar. Now all of a sudden, we didn't even know about it because nobody's talking about it. Certainly the media is not covering it.
Right.
So my recommendation is people read up on this, get ready, because if and when this happens, we are going to need to activate people and use the court system to win our freedom back. That's the only way.
Well, and to your point earlier, where you said that it's so important for the states to understand and for people to understand that their governors and the sheriffs, right, have a tremendous amount of power. And really activating those governors and sheriffs across the country to say, we're not going to abide by this federal overreach, right?
Of course, they can't enforce an unconstitutional law on a sheriff. You make a great point between governors and sheriffs. This is the last line of defense for the Constitution. That is at the county sheriff level. Mm-hmm. And you look at great leaders in state houses like Ron DeSantis, and unfortunately, only a few others. I think one of the things I'd like to see, I think people need to pay attention to this year in the election, is not just the House and the Senate. We need to have more Ron DeSantis type governors. We need to have more bold governors who are going to understand the power that their office has versus the overreach of the federal government. So, people need to really pay attention to those state level elections this year, not just the House and the Senate in Washington, but the House and the Senate in Tallahassee, in, Detroit, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, all of these places where they're critical states that will have an effect not only on 2022, but 2024. We can't let this government, this regime that's ruling the United States, illegitimate regime that's ruling the United States right now, usurp our freedom. We have the power in the states to take it back, and we need to leverage that.
You make an excellent point. Joe, tell us where people can go to learn more about the America Project, and tell us a little bit too about what the America Project is doing to preserve our republic, our constitutional republic.
Yeah, the America Project, you can find us at www.americaproject.com. We stood up the America Project last April, primarily around election integrity efforts. We have funded and been involved with particularly the Maricopa County audit, but many other audits across the country. We're really focused on five different areas. One, of course, is election integrity. That's probably 75% of what we do, but we're quickly getting involved in lots of other things. Medical freedom being another. We support a lot of organizations. We're supporting parental rights. We've been involved with really helping grassroots organizations get funding and get training. The other one, recently we signed on with Tom Homan, former director of ICE under the Trump administration. We're creating a border integrity education program where we're going to tour across the United States, particularly to non-border states, and educate the American people on the absolute disaster that is happening at the southern border that is much more affected in places like Texas, Arizona, and California. But we want people in other cities where their streets are being flooded with fentanyl and illegal immigration to really understand in the suburbs, they're coming for you. This invasion is going to really affect most of the country. And the last area that we just started is a lawfare organization where we're going on the offense legally. And it was a little bit of what we were talking about earlier is we've set up a group of lawyers here in our office in Florida where we're looking at lawsuits, people coming to us with lawsuits with regards to medical freedom or parental rights or election integrity. And we're getting involved in them. We're funding them. We're really just taking the fight to the courts because that's the way we have to do this. One of the most important things we're doing, though, because our primary focus this year is on winning 2022. We've got an 8-state program to train tens of thousands of precinct and poll watchers in eight key states. Those are the swing states and Texas and Florida, as well as a rallying tens of thousands of people to do door knocking to get out the vote. I mentioned to you earlier, the turnout for off-year elections is usually around 30%. We want it to be 50 or 60%. Yeah. We know that they're going to cheat. And so if we get in there and overwhelm them at the polls, we're going to win. We did it in Virginia last year. That we used that model that we created in Virginia. Exact same thing. We had 4,500 volunteers, 80,000 doors. We turned the precinct and poll watchers from 30% conservative to 90% conservative. And we won the House of Delegates for the first time in 20 years. We have a Republican governor and we have a Republican lieutenant governor and attorney general. So we are absolutely have our feet on the gas pedal in trying to take this country back and get it back on track to where it was prior to this regime installation we're dealing with right now.
Well, the work that you guys are doing is so incredible and so important. Joe, thank you so much for joining me today. I know that a lot of people will head over to theamericaproject.com and take a look at what you guys are offering to organizations and really coming alongside them. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And thank you again for your perspective on this World Health Organization power grab. Appreciate your expertise on this topic as well.
My pleasure. I think it's just important people have to understand, don't just sit back and let this wave roll over you like you can't do anything. You have rights and you need to stand up for your rights. So, just keep that in mind. Don't give up.
That's right. We got to take action. Exactly. Thank you, Joe. Take care. You. Well, that wraps up another edition of Face the Facts with April Moss. Thank you so much for joining me today. Make sure you share this with at least 3 other people. If you value the information that I shared with you today, I'd so appreciate you sharing it with those that you love and care about. And again, don't forget to head over to patriotswitch.com and choose to switch where you spend your money today. Go to patriotswitch.com, look for April Moss in the drop-down menu, and we'll be in touch soon to make sure that you can keep your money right here in America, benefiting small businesses and using high-quality, toxin-free products in your home. There's no better way to support America, and this is how you can be active in saving this country. Thanks again for listening to Face the Facts.